Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We're going to do something a little bit more lighthearted. I need a break from all of the heaviness, and I think that you do as well. This is a topic that many of you have suggested to me because it has happened to you time and time again. So the question I have for you, and I would love for you to put in a comment, is do you believe that your computer or your phone is actually reading your mind? I did some videos on this a couple of years ago, and it was so interesting for me to hear your comments about what happened. Now, I'm not talking about when you have done a computer search or when you're talking about going on a trip and suddenly your computer is sending you or your phone is sending you links to, you know, information about travel. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about when you think of something. Okay, that's what we're talking about today. And I want to give you a couple of examples that kind of leading up to that. So a friend of mine was shopping for a toaster. Now, this she wasn't thinking about, but she was actually in Walmart and she's walking up and down the aisles and she didn't pick up the toaster. She just went in the toaster aisle. And as she's looking, she realized, oh, it's not really what I need. And she didn't talk about a toaster. And after she got home, she started getting, you guessed it, advertisements for toasters on her computer. Now, that one, I almost could understand. Because if she had her phone on her and somehow, I don't know, the GPS locator knew that she was in the toaster aisle, I almost can kind of see that. But what about a person? And this is a real story. And he told me that he had a sore knee and he didn't talk about it. He wasn't researching it. And he started getting ads for like exercises for the knees and different bandages for the knees and things like that. I had another woman in a previous video who commented, and she said that she had been thinking about getting a new key fob so that she would be able to find her keys if she ever lost them. And she was thinking, gosh, I wish somebody would make something that was smaller and more discreet, but I'd still be able to find my keys if I lost them. She never talked about it. She didn't search on it. She was thinking about it. And then she started getting ads on her computer and on her phone for, you guessed it, this kind of key ring, rechargeable, locate my car keys type of thing. So I want to hear all about your comments and how strange that is. And then I also want to know, what do you think is really going on? Do you think it has to do with maybe other preferences that have built up of previous computer searches on your phone? Maybe it is because you are in a certain age range. So maybe somebody that's getting ads for, you know, healing their knee or whatever, maybe they're in an age range where people are having knee problems. So I would like to hear from you what you think is really going on. My sister texted me a few days ago and she said, Peggy, this is a really incredible one. She had been, again, this was an issue of being somewhere. So she was at an event with some very particular type of, it was a horse exhibit, and it had something to do with international champions. I didn't know the whole story, but what was interesting is when she got home and she turned on her TV, that's what was served up, was a whole documentary about this type of specialty horse exhibition, international horse exhibition. And she likes to think of it as something positive, that maybe there are other forces at work that are not negative or harmful or evil, and that this type of understanding your preferences is something that can be used for good. Now, I've done videos before about Elon Musk and how he wants to put in the brain chip. And of course, I am 100% against that. And he's trying to spin it by saying, well, it would be great if we all get brain chips, then we can actually take control of AI. Now, here's another event that happened to me. And I'm going to share two personal stories that are not exactly on the level of just thinking about something, but it was really strange to me. And I mentioned this one earlier that I was having, I did not bring my phone. I didn't even have it with me. And I was having a conversation with someone about this type of tea that I used to drink and that I hadn't had it in a long time because it was kind of addicting and I didn't want to drink it anymore. And we kind of had a chuckle over it. Again, I did not have my phone on me. And when I got back home, I started seeing advertisements, not only ads, but I started getting like unsolicited emails to buy this kind of tea. And I'm like, that is ridiculous. I haven't searched on it. I hadn't even talked about it. I never even drank that tea, hadn't even had it for like the previous 10 or 15 years. And suddenly these ads started showing up. And then ads started showing up for this coffee drink that she had been talking about. And I'm scratching my head going, how in the world could this have happened? Because I didn't have my phone on me. And some of you, because I mentioned this in a previous video, some of you said, well, maybe it was her phone. And here's what I realized it was. You know those listening devices that play music like Sonos? That was on in the background. And I believe that that isn't just playing music, but it's also listening. And it picked up on these keywords. Now, obviously, the advertiser has to be in on this because they are paying for these ads. And suddenly, these ads about a conversation that we had. And as I say, my cell phone was not with me. How it tracked me down to my house, to my computer, I have no idea. Oh, speaking about computers, here's another. I've got two more stories for you. I ordered, this is a couple of years ago, I ordered a dress online that I ended up returning because it didn't really look as good as it did online. And this was back when everything was shut down. You couldn't go shopping and so forth. I mean, I still went shopping, but I ordered this dress online. And the weirdest thing is YouTube started sending me videos of people wearing that dress. Okay, that was weird. It wasn't even like an advertisement or, oh, since you bought this dress, you'll like this dress. It was YouTube. Now, you know how I always wear my blue blockers? These are blue blockers and they're, you know, very distinctive blue. And it's kind of, you know, one of my signature wardrobe items that I wear. YouTube started sending me videos of people wearing blue glasses, you know, at the side of the stream where YouTube will say, here's suggested videos for you. It was people wearing these blue glasses. I thought that was also very strange. It wasn't an advertisement. It wasn't wanting me to go buy more. It was just other people wearing the blue glasses. So I thought that was very, very weird. And then there was one other story that I wanted to share with you about the computer. All right. I kind of lost my train of thought, but I remembered now. So some years ago, remember the Shady Nook incident where there was no evidence for what they said happened? Yeah, we can talk about that in another video, but that was one of the times I really went down the rabbit hole. I mean, I was researching the mortuaries and, you know, the different characters that showed up and how I could, you know, there's never any social media about these people and the witnesses are always several steps away. It's never like what it appears. Anyway, I went down this rabbit hole and I started finding that there were all of these shell companies that I believe were created by one of the alphabet agencies in the government to make it look as if there were these funeral homes and mortuaries and ambulance companies and all of that. That's just me. I like to dig deeper. I don't take things at face value. So this was a long time ago. And I started just clicking through again and again, and I would click through deeper. So I would go to a website and not just say, oh, there's a website for a funeral home. I would click deeper and I would find out that there was nothing on the About Us page and you couldn't find out how long they had been there and there was no viable phone number to call. And I'm like, oh my gosh, these are all like shills, like there are shell companies, fronts. And after doing that for about 45 minutes or something, I clicked on a website. My entire computer switched into German, into the German language. All of the websites were German. The language was German. And I thought, oh no, I think I've flipped a switch. I triggered something. I'm going to have to go into the, you know, hiding program, the identity concealment program or something. And I immediately unplugged my computer and I probably rebooted it. Who knows how I even got out of that. But that was another really weird thing where my computer, it was almost as if I had triggered a switch that I had gone too deep down the rabbit hole. Let me know if that has ever happened to you before. And those are just a couple of the things that come to mind, but I can't wait to read your comments and hear about if you think your computer or your phone is actually reading your mind. Have you thought about something and then it shows up? I had an itchy ear for a while. I'm not quite sure. You know, I like to swim, so there might have been some water. And again, I was not researching anything on the internet, but I started seeing ads about, you guessed it, itchy ears. And I thought, I must have said something. I must have said something to my husband. I must have researched. And that was what triggered the switch for me to really start paying attention as to whether I was researching something, talking about something, or just thinking about something. Many of you have sent me articles and links to different videos and so forth about this idea of being able to read brainwaves. It probably is not too far off. And there is one area where AI, computers, your phone can never reach, and that is your soul. And that's why I strive to keep my soul as pristine as possible. And I do that through prayer, through fellowship, through taking time to enjoy life and to not go in the spin cycle. I recently lost my phone and I have a flip phone, which I really love because it doesn't have all of the doodads on it. And in fact, part of me was saying, I really don't want to have a phone at all. But here's where they get you. For example, I maintain my own website. I upload my videos. And if I'm trying to get on YouTube, let's say from my husband's computer, or I've been on a different website and have to log in again, they want to send a verification code to my phone. There are so many things that you have to do these days on your phone in order to like be a member of society. My hope is that that pendulum is going to swing back and more people, and I think there is a trend of more and more people leaving their phones behind, going to the flip phone, going to a light phone where it doesn't have all of the social media and other things on it. And who knows, maybe one of these days we'll go back to landlines, which probably they can listen in on as well. I had used to have a landline and I was doing a lot of consulting calls, especially in the early days. And I would do so on the landline because I didn't want all the radiation. And it was unbelievable how often those calls would be dropped on the landline. So I think that there was something, something fishy going on there as well. So let me know what you think, friends. What is going on? What has happened to you? And if you have any ideas as to how to fight back against this, and other than leaving the phone and the computer off. And that's what's troubling to me, is sometimes it seems to pick up on things even when we don't have those devices on or near us. All right, everybody, that's what I've got for you today. Something a little more lighthearted, I hope. And as always, I appreciate your support. And you can always find me over at thehealthyamerican.org, and you can get on my free Substack. If you like to do a deep dive as I do and to read about things rather than not just do the videos, then you can do the Substack. I have a link for you in the description box below. And I want to thank everyone who upgraded to a paid subscription. You do get the same content, but all of those who support The Healthy American, either through a paid subscription or a donation, you are invited to our monthly live Q&A webinar. It's the last Saturday of every month. All of these are also recorded, so you can watch them again and again. We've been doing them since November. And if you send a donation, you will get a link. If you don't get a link, please contact my assistant over at support@thehealthyamerican.org, because we want to support you as you support us. See you soon, everybody.